Okay. By the way, Succession.
I'm so happy we can talk about it now. Thank God you got up. Did you watch the latest episode?
I did not watch.
We can't even talk about it.
I just know that it is like.
Listen.
I just know that it's very good.
Okay, so this is. I'm trying not to spoil it, but halfway through the first season, you guys all know if you've seen it, like episode 5, I want to say, is like halfway through, there's like that moment that is like, oh my God, like every character is playing like the role of like the moment. Like everyone is pure violence, even though everyone's just sitting at like a table. And they do that again in this season. And I, not joking, Joan, I'm not lying. I just lay on the floor with my boyfriend. We watch TV. That's like kind of my room setup. We're like on the floor. And I literally stood up, sat back down, turned around, and like threw my head back and forth on the ground, like bowing like away from the TV because I lost my mind. Like lost it. The dialogue in that show and the way that they can orchestrate like a 15-person conversation that feels like violence.
I just want to talk about the fact that
so good.
Spoilers, skip like 5 minutes just to be safe, and then you can work your way back. But when Roman calls Jerry and she calls him a nasty pig over the phone, I was like,
this is too fucking much.
You love to see it. You love to see it.
She's like instantly into
it. I was so pleased because I think that was the most honest portrayal of like spoiled rich men I've ever seen in my life.
Also,
it's very weird to me because Succession is having a little bit of a Breaking Bad moment where I feel like people are.
I'm very worried for the show.
Rooting for people? And the point of the show
it's just like
is
Mad Men.
You want
it's
them all
again.
To die. Like,
and then people are starting to become attracted to the characters. And I'm like, they're kind of, I mean, like, no shade to the characters, but like, they're not meant to be like stunning, like, all looks.
There's
that's kind of the
nobody
point.
Nobody on that show with sex appeal except Jerry. Like, okay, like,
Shiv, if we like pretend she's not actually a demon, but.
Shiv?
Because, listen.
I find her character very sexless in my eyes.
No, that's what I mean. Like, she is attractive outside of the show, definitely.
No, I love.
But her character.
I do think that Jerry is the most sexual, like, sexual thing on that show, and I live for it. I think Jerry's
better.
My favorite character. And the episode where they go to Yugoslavia or like
wasn't that for the Bachelor
part?
No, that's where they went to
when
the
they went to the no, corporate right. retreat this season.
Oh yes, that was amazing.
I just everything about that show is like
the sausages?
Everything that we obviously want out of a show, but I just really hate that there are like capitalists consuming the show because it's like I don't know. Also, sometimes I do feel like the show it's what it says, I don't agree with. Like,
yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like it's very like hedonistic. Like, oh, we could look at the wealthy and enjoy it too, but still critique. Like, we can have all the cake.
Well, there's also like a moment where, Kendall was not the hero in this moment, but it was a heroic action as far as narratives go. And it was when, spoilers again, he shuts down the company, Valter. And as a narrative like device, it is a quote heroic moment for Kendall. And I thought for most of the episode, like it was going to be like a villainous turn for Kendall. But
I mean, because he did what his dad wanted.
Yes. But in the end, they gave him the ammunition of like, oh, well, this company was lying about its numbers.
Yeah.
And they give him the scene
where he confronts the CEO
and is like, you're lying. And the CEO is like, well, we had a couple bad months. And then it is like, oh, well, look, like people are wrong on both sides. And I thought that in a very topical examination of what journalist industries are going through right now and what new media is going through right now, they played the card of like, oh, well, these new media companies are also lying. So like, you know, there's fault on both sides of the table.
Yes.
And I thought at that moment, I was like, that was wrong choice to make. That was bad narrative.
I think it was more like the exec at the top who is obviously touting this company to be like bigger than it is.
Yes. And now
that is the real part. And the thing is, the people in the company were the victims. That was the thing. They were fucked over by everybody.
Lawson, this is also, so this is where I think of stuff, and this is, I think, where I'm coming to a lot of things. That was a fictional choice made by a screenwriter. And so obviously the executive is in this point, yes, lying, taking advantage of his employees, or fucking over his employees. At the same time, though, they don't give any of those characters that chance to explain that. The journalists are showed twice, and once is when they're all getting fired, and one of them acts like a fool and spits on him, and Kendall goes, "Is that all you've got?" And the guy ends up looking like the weaker person in that moment.
And when he tells him not to unionize, and they just scream back at him.
That is what I'm saying.
No, that's true.
Like,
that's
bad. Those characters that are fictional characters that are not given an actual choice because they don't exist are written a specific way, and so the way
Antifa in the episodes before.
Yes. That
they're
was
just like this
just
blurry
like,
background. I'm like, you could play it out a bit more.
Like, actually. So that's why I'm saying, like, I think the show is still made by liberals. Like, I don't think that the show is like an actual like leftist manifesto, but it is like a very good examination of the inner workings of the rich and wealthy in this country.
I was going to say
wealthy,
the way it portrays the fact it is very much, how do I say this? It's very much defining that it is an oligarchy we live under. And I always feel like I have to like yell that from the rooftops when I'm in like conversations with people at times. I'm like, this is an oligarchy. The United States is an oligarchy controlled by families that all work with each other in some ways. Doesn't mean it's glorious and looks the way we think it does, but that's why I love it, because it is actually showing how most of the money and how most of the decisions are made by these companies that control like all the information. And that I do respect it for. What are you looking at?
It's just, I'm sorry, Caroline Calloway literally said the price of gold went up, and I'm just like,
you're just like confirming that really happened. Sad.
Couldn't have been me. You know what? I think we're. That's a red wine and a swisher. I think you
get the picture. Wow.
So we're actually coming back from a fake break that we took because we talked about Caroline Calloway, and we also talked about Succession in the main episode. And we are not going to be playing those in the main episodes. We're going to be playing this before. So whatever happened, we are just coming now back from a break. So I'm going to go.
All right.
Kate Hudson gets called out by Sun after posting Instagram video. Okay, this is like a dumb story, but I love it. So Kate Hudson, you know, Fabletics entrepreneur,
ambassador.
She posted an Instagram video with her sons. I'm getting their names here real quick. Why is this not opening? There it goes.
Hudson family.
Yes. So they are called Oliver, and there's like this whole photo of them, and in an Instagram comment underneath, Oliver says, "Mommy didn't ask me if you can post this." I just like, I'm sorry. I know it's like the dumbest thing ever. And I hate that I like even know that this is like a news story, but I just love it when celebrity kids are like, "Mom, like, I'm not engagement. Like, I don't want you to make me content."
And nothing is better than a headline ripped from a comment from an Instagram post. Of a influencer.
No, and I also just love the fact that, like, we're in that age now where, like, children are, like, seriously reckoning with the fact that, like, their parents make money off of being, like, famous moms.
Well, when you see, like, kidfluencers as ones who are literally, like, set up from birth to, like, now age, like, 4 or 5 wearing, like, hypebeast clothing that their parents, like, force them to do for Instagram, and then their personality somehow is genuinely now turned into it. It's like, where is the line?
Also, this is just gonna be like the celebrity gossip corner. Did you see those photos of Timothy Chalamet and Lily Rose Depp?
The one where he's like out on a yacht, feeding her food like a bird or something, like like dumping.
I just want to say,
are we done with yachting stories now? Like, is this the end of that song?
So there is one piece of this story that was not reported on.
I didn't mean it that way,
that
by the way. But
they It is that they have a famous fan on Instagram, Lily Rose Depp and Timothy Chalamet. Would you like to know who?
Sure.
Caroline Calloway loves them and is like, "You cannot believe this. Like, they're amazing. I love them so much." Literally over the photos of them, literally like feeding each other spit like birds. I love it. I love it. That actually made the story for me was she was on my, that post of hers was on my explore page because I would absolutely never follow her in any sense of the world. In any sense of the world.
Oh, the Instagram explore page loves putting the people you hate to see
in any
right
universe
in front of you.
I meant. Anyways, and literally when I saw that, I was like, yeah, that is the complete story here. Like, that is this audience. Anyways, okay. Also, good news, everybody. Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse are still dating, apparently, after claiming that they were not dating. And then Lily Reinhart said, fuck the haters on Instagram, and did a Olivia Jade middle finger hashtag exclusive Instagram post where she's like, hashtag exclusive, babe. I guess we broke up. You know, like, very boring, like, 21st century things, but I guess they're still dating. I guess everyone can stop worrying now.
Is this,
I guess,
like,
that
all
they're still
Instagram
showing
news?
Up.
Like,
yes.
Is that what gossip has become? Wild world of Instagram.
Last.
Okay.
But not least, this People magazine story. William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman's relationship exploded after college admission scandal with their daughters, which is, like, wild to me that, like, that we would frame this any other way. Like, of course it exploded. They were outed as being the products of a mom who would pay for fake test scores when she's rich and could just do anything other than that.
What was the other headline? Like, Felicity Huffman, like, just wanted to give her daughter a fair chance or something. And it's like,
so this is directly from People. 69-year-old actress submitted a letter of support to Judge Indira Talwani ahead of Huffman's sentencing on September 13th, saying the actress's relationships with her daughters exploded on March 12th. Rebuilding that relationship will be a long process, but I also want you to know Felicity has raised two amazing young women. As an example, she moved to Los Angeles for a year when she was 15 years old to pursue acting. She lived with a 22-year-old friend of the family and put herself in high school and found her way to auditions and classes all on her own. I think the result of her unstructured upbringing was a determination that her children would always have a mother there backing them up. As crazy as her life was in Woody Creek, Felicity's family is very close. She talks to at least one of her siblings almost daily, and one of the joys of my life was being accepted into the Huffman clan. Felicity's family is her world.
Not a good word.
Also, from the day we learned that Sophia Grace Mary was on her way, Felicity threw herself into parenting. She read mountains.
Like, what else is there to do?
She read mountains of books and sought out the best and brightest on the subject. She sought out parents whose children impressed her and picked their brains on child rearing.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
The shameless actor said his wife worried about raising our girls in Hollywood with working actors as parents, so we decided to keep them as far away from our business as possible. Watching Felicity being a mother is a wonderful thing to see, but motherhood has, from the very beginning, frightened Felicity, and she has not carried being a mom easily. She struggled to find the balance between what experts say and her common sense. Macy also wrote Sophia paid the dearest price after her mother's arrest, having auditioned for a college that, quote, ironically doesn't require SAT scores, only to have the school withdraw its audition. Quote, she called us from the airport in hysterics, begging us to do something. Please, please do something. From the devastation of that day, Sophia is slowly regaining her equilibrium and getting on with her life. She still doesn't like to sleep alone and has nightmares from the FBI agents waking her that morning with guns drawn.
Okay, they're acting like they scaled down the building, broke through a window, put an automatic rifle at her in her bed, and were like, we're taking you away forever.
There is so much to be done. Some of the hurt and anger will take years to work through, but we are making progress. Thank you, Your Honor. If I may, I'd like to tell you one more thing. Every good thing in my life is because of Felicity Huffman. Okay.
That is the most wild thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
So she wrote her own letter. In my desperation to be a good mother.
Okay.
In my desperation to be a good mother, I talked myself into believing that all I was doing was giving my daughter a fair shot. I see the irony in that statement now, yeah, because what I have done is the opposite affair. I have broken the law, deceived the educational community, betrayed my daughter, and failed my family. In a recommendation to the judge, prosecutors called for the actress to face 1 month in prison, followed by 12 months of supervised release, as well as a $20,000 fine.
Do you think she'll actually serve a day in
prison? I can't wait.
You think she
lock
will?
Lock them up. No, don't. I think we should abolish the prison system.
Well,
but at the same time, I think she will serve time. Yes. They have gone so far now in this rabbit hole that they are not going to let these people not get a court shot in walking into jail. Like, they're not going to let that go to waste.
Also, I mean, it's definitely already been said, but I'm so sure.
What am I
sure
saying? I'm like speaking babble today. They are not going to let the opportunity go to waste of getting a photograph of Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin getting arrested in court and going to jail.
I see what you mean.
They're not gonna like let that go to waste. I'm like speaking gibberish. Like
I like assumed what you meant in a sense. Yeah, but, yeah,
but our listeners probably don't speak Jones, so like I had to elaborate.
I'm just gonna say, I mean, I think this, again, this has probably already been said, but I just can't not think that the fact that it's women mothers that are like the center of the scandal always, especially so the actresses, of course. I mean, there's many people involved that we have literally like no news about since this has occurred. It's just been about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. But like the men, their husbands were equally responsible, and yet they're like 100% not in the news at this point, except for Massimo, you know, like for Target, of course. Like they still bring him in every once in a while. But it is like an interesting element that they do want to see these women punished more than we've like mostly ever wanted to see the men that are involved in these exact cases punished for doing the exact same crimes, if not co-opting and adopting the crime like ahead.
I'm just going to forgive the paparazzi for missing the FBI raid on Felicity Huffman's house.
There was a gun to her face.
There's never going to be photos of it, and I hate that. Like, I would have loved to see Felicity Huffman in her bathrobe on the front lawn.
What was the original story about Lori Loughlin where she, like, knew she was going to be arrested and, like, made the deal to, like, not do it like that, right?
No, they arrested her, like, I think after she got off the plane so that she didn't have to get photographed being arrested at her home or something. It was weird.
God, sad.
Sad. Very sad. Also, that's it. That's all I've got.
Wow. Did you see the new Jack Ryan trailer by Amazon Studios?
Don't know what that is. Don't know what you're talking
about.
I'm
just gonna play a little bit of it. Can we do that real quick?
Do we have to?
I think it should be said.
Okay.
I think it should be known. If you guys want to know,
this is everyone's fault, whoever thought Jim on The Office was like a good character.
So in the Jack Ryan television show on Amazon, based off Tom Clancy novels, season 2 will now be about the political situation in Venezuela. That's one way to frame it. And I will just play the trailer here. It's the most major threat on the world stage.
Venezuela is the single greatest resource of oil on the planet. So why is this country in the midst of one of the greatest humanitarian crises in history?
Presidente Reyes nos ha traicionado a todos.
Your concern is that the Russians are secretly selling weapons to Venezuela?
It would fit a pattern. It's time we stop playing.
This ends up in the news, it's just going to cause panic.
In nuclear Venezuela, you will not hear about in the news because we'll already be dead.
Business a pleasure, Jack.
I'm here for work.
No, cut it off. I will not allow CIA propaganda in this podcast, Lawson.
In nuclear Venezuela.
Do you know?
I have never heard something so unhinged.
Do you know who
reality
also was selling illegal firearms to South American countries?
It's like it is just
literally,
it's just propaganda. Like
it's the Whitney Houston interview GIF with fucking what's her name, where she's like, "Do you know? Do you really know?"
Okay, I'm gonna make the Galaxy Brain Triad connection here, and I want everyone here to know that this is a safe space. Safe.
I mean, hasn't
space.
He also been in other like war movies before? Wasn't he in the Benghazi movie?
I don't want to talk about it. But listen,
yes, he was.
Listen, it's deeper than this. Remember, okay, there's two stories we talked about in the show. There was one about the Mindy Kaling show that was on Amazon, or the movie she did. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Where she had this production. It was not brought forward. It was like given like this shit treatment. It was like kind of dismissed. And what we found was in the Amazon internal documents that the production team was not the production team, but the marketing team of Amazon pretty much said that regardless of the films they make or how they're well received, these films are just marketing for Amazon and are allowing themselves to be affiliated with the attached people, persons, and industries involved. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we know, as I've also talked about, that Amazon is bidding with other major technology groups right now, like IBM and Intel and such, to take on the Pentagon's war cloud services.
No.
And when you think of TV shows and the content being marketing for Amazon's brand recognition and ability, and you think of this show's 100% propaganda written storyline, it's just not shocking to think that Amazon's involvement in a $10 billion deal with the Pentagon is not somehow involved or influenced with this production, its other productions. I'm not saying that the US government is directly working with Amazon to make this film happen, but I am saying it's awfully convenient that a production like this is by a company who is also bidding for a $10 billion deal with the US Pentagon. I just think it needs to be said. Can I pivot to completely different, absolutely unrelated news?
I have another Galaxy Brain take.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about how the CIA was funding like certain like
Marvel films and Hollywood films?
No, not that. I'm okay. Talking about
though true.
Was it impressionist art? What was it? Modern art or modernist, postmodern art? There was like the CIA involvement in certain like painting and like literature circles, like George Orwell, etc.
Oh.
Actually, I have some stuff about that in the newsletter. And we won't even get into that. But yes, so I had something about, it was from the outline, and it was how like in the 50s, the CIA believes books would change the world. So they printed special lightweight copies of George Orwell's Animal Farm, or sent around Nabokov's Speak of Memory, or James Joyce's Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man through the mail to specially chosen addresses around the world. That was from before Oprah's book club. There was the CIA from Ethan Davison on the outline. It's going to be in the newsletter this month. Anyways, there was also that stuff about just like how the CIA was like funding certain artistic movements to like derail certain,
which we've known they've done before in other
instances. And do you think that like stuff like this is just the modern that?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't see I don't have any evidence or proof of a direct connection.
Thank God it's on Patreon.
But it's absolutely 100% possible based off literally the top grossing films of the United States and the world that have done the exact same thing, where they've worked with the direct people at the US Pentagon and like the CIA and FBI. So very interesting. And also, I mean, we obviously have not even explained why it's necessarily wrong for this show to talk about Venezuela and the way it is, as literally as what's going on in Venezuela. We're not experts on that. We're not going to claim that we are political experts in what's happening in Venezuela. But all I know for sure is, and what I'm so irritated about this entire situation, is Venezuela is used nonstop on social media and in the news as how socialism or communism or anything other than American capitalism is an absolute disgrace and will ruin the world. So it's just too directly connected to
that current trend. One of the remarkable things about this is from BBC. I'm going to get the link to this so that we can include it in the leftovers. It is called, what is this article called? Was Modern Artist Weapon of the CIA by Alastair Sook. So in one of the most remarkable things about abstract expressionism was the speed with which it rose to international prominence. Although the artists associated with it took a long time to find their signature styles, once the movement had crystallized, by the late 40s, it rapidly achieved first notoriety and then respect. By the 50s, it was generally accepted that the most exciting advances in painting and sculpture were taking place in New York rather than in Paris. In 1957, a year after Pollock's death in a car crash, the Metropolitan Museum paid $30,000 for his Autumn Rhythm, an unprecedented sum of money for a painting by a contemporary artist at the time. Before long, though, the backlash had begun. First came pop art, which wrested attention away from abstract expressionism at the start of the 60s. Then came the rumor mongers. In a 1973 article in Art Forum magazine, art critic Matt Kaslov examined post-war American painting in the context of the Cold War. He claimed to be reacting against the self-congratulatory mood of recent publications. The first history of abstract expressionism that was recently published by Irving Sandler. He then went on to argue that abstract expressionism, what a name, was a form of benevolent propaganda in sync with the post-war political ideology of the American government.
You know, I've actually never heard that take, and I've studied that time period and just generally.
You didn't hear that take? I thought that was like such a popular take amongst leftists.
Well, I mean, yes, in a sense. I mean, generally anything going on around that time among like large circles was definitely that. But I mean, my art history teacher was not directly saying that that was like what they believe was going on or like the larger extent of that. But I thought it was the only thing I was really educated about that was like the literal change of technique and what that meant for like expressing art in itself. But
so
to think of that connection
in 1967, the New York Times revealed that the liberal anti-communist magazine Encounter had been indirectly funded by the CIA.
See, that I also did not know. By the way, I'm not shocked.
As a result, people started to become suspicious. Could it be the CIA also had a hand in promoting abstract expressionism?
Oh my God.
Abstract expressionism.
Yeah.
You can't even say it.
I can say it, but you started messing up.
Say it again. Say it again.
Abstract expressionism.
Abstract expressionism. On the world stage, was Pollock, wittingly or not, a propagandist of the U.S. government? Also, Rothko is involved as well. So, I always hated his paintings. Anyways.
Wow. Wait, which one's Rothko? Let me look that up because I know that.
He's the guy that did the blocks of color, where it's like a big red block and then a little yellow block.
So, like, I mean, I don't know why we're even getting into this, but like, there's a part of me that like respects and loves a lot of those things about art history, even if they're like, even those paintings by like the colonialists, there's a part of me that loves the historical aesthetic aspect of it. Doesn't mean I support that necessarily, but like it plays out, but that's unfortunate. Can I switch to other news that's completely randomly ridiculous?
Sure.
I was going to talk about the KFC creating a colonial Sanders dating sim, but
no,
honestly, no, thank you. But skipping that, you can read more about that in the link in the episode description if you are remotely inclined. I'm getting this from the iconic Maria Sherman at Jezebel about the Jeremy Renner canceling Jeremy the Renner app.
It's Renner.
What'd I say?
You said Renner?
I've been spelling it R-E-I-N.
I know.
My Google
was like, what do you say?
100 times. But this has been like the funniest thing ever, honestly. And I feel like it just went into another rabbit hole of like other bizarre Jeremy like Renner like related like content. So if you haven't heard, the Jeremy Renner app was officially canceled by Jeremy Renner himself. There is a whole paragraph press release that I will read right now because it's the funniest thing of all time. He posted it to, I think it was to the Jeremy Renner app itself because it's not on his Instagram, even though it looks like that. And it's written in this like papyrus font, which is like the best thing. So there's like a big banner that says goodbye. And then in papyrus font, he says, "The app has jumped shark." Literally, due to the clever individuals that were able to manipulate ways to impersonate me and others within the app, I have asked EscapeX, the company that runs this app, to shut it down immediately and refund anyone who has purchased any stars over the last 90 days. We'll get into that. What was supposed to be a place for fans to connect with each other has turned into a place that is everything I detest and can't or won't condone. My sincere apologies for this have not turned out the way it was intended. To all the super fans who have supported me with your words of encouragement, amazing art, stories, and time shared on the app, a genuine thank you, and I hope to see you on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. And then like a very dramatic like Microsoft Word JR cursive for his name signed at the end. First of all, the papyrus font is absolutely horrible for someone who has mild dyslexia. I cannot read. It was very difficult to read. But the app was one weird thing where it was literally this bizarre community of people who like literally, I guess, shared the like excitement of being a Jeremy Renner fan and would like share memes. And then like it started getting out of control where people were pretty much just doing what they always do with meme, which is burying to the ground and take it to an edge that is just like ridiculous. But what was so weird about this also was there was all these other articles about like Jeremy Renner's like midlife crisis. Like the Daily Beast had like the sublime chaos of Jeremy Renner's midlife crisis. And they were talking about these other weird things. Like he has this music video and like you've seen all this other stuff that he's done. I don't even like really want to get into it. But one thing I did want to get into, which is of course like the galaxy of it all, is that did you know that Jeremy Renner has an Amazon store?
Of course, Lawson. There's like 50 celebrities with Amazon stores. Oh, Amazon.
Have the girls known about this and no one stores. Told me about this?
We talked about it on the podcast.
We did not talk
about yes, it. Yes, I did.
But we didn't talk about Jeremy Renner's store on the podcast.
We talked about the celebrity stores on the podcast because we talked about Lady Gaga's store on the podcast.
Well, that was like her releasing a product.
No,
this is like a little lifestyle thing where like...
No, but I said that in that story that this is something Amazon is doing where they are doing people like... There's so many
Zac
of them.
Zac Efron and like...
1 second. Let me just look up all of them.
No, literally though, what is so bizarre about this is it's 100% obviously just like whoever is managing Jeremy Renner as like a celebrity just tells Amazon what to put
Amazon
on the page.
Amazon.com/the celebrity store and it's literally called that. There's Jeremy Renner, Jessica Alba, Meek Mill, Selena Gomez, Adriana Lima, Post Malone, Martha Stewart.
Post Malone. Wait, what's on Post Malone's store?
Like a bunch of athletes, Zac Efron, Candace Cameron Bure, Misty Copeland, Serena Williams, Ryan Seacrest.
I love that for Jeremy.
What's on Candace Cameron Bure's?
I love that for Jeremy Renner's store, by the way. It's like fishing lines, coolers, binoculars, tents, of course, crossbow
arrows.
Candace
Cameron Bure has a movie with Amazon, like a fashion film. Let's listen.
So when I really looked at Benevolence, I thought this would be a great collaboration. Every piece of jewelry they have gives back. And that's what I'm about. I always love to shop places that give back. So when we started talking about the collaboration and the pieces that I would make and what charity I wanted those pieces to benefit, I immediately thought of the Lollipop Theater. So what Lollipop Theater does is provides movies that are in the theater currently to children that are in the hospital and can't leave the hospital. So I'm glad we are releasing these right before the Christmas season because I know we're all looking for gifts. And this is the gift that gives back, which is important to me and I know this it's music? Important to you.
I love it. I love it. I love that that's her Amazon storefront movie. Okay, but also the descriptions for these. Gold necklaces for women, 14 karat gold necklace for women, chain delicate, tiny sampling, layering lariat, necklace Y necklace, drop open circle pen chain necklaces, jewelry thin shaped celebrity endorsed.
Do you want to guess what?
Listen, these names. That was the name of a product in a storefront.
I thought you were listing them.
No. One name. Gold necklaces for women - 14 karat gold necklace for women chain delicate tiny simple layering lariat.
It's like when
necklace.
You go to eBay to buy an iPhone case.
Why?
It's like every
necklace,
phone model ever.
Drop open circle pendant chain necklaces.
Every
jewelry,
keyword.
Thin shaped celebrity endorsed.
Celebrity endorsed. By the way, do you want to guess what one product Post Malone sells on his Amazon store?
What?
It's his own, like, I guess, collaboration with another company. Gaming headsets that retail for $85 to $140.
Stop!
HyperX CloudMix wired gaming headset.
Oh my god.
And you can assume red and black only.
What's Martha Stewart selling? I'm sure it's just Martha Stewart stuff.
By the way, HyperX.
Yeah, Martha Stewart stuff.
Yeah, I would say she has like 600 brands under her like name, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, what's the amount of Lima? Like, what's Adriana Lima selling?
Why are there so many like athletes?
The Adriana Lima store has nothing.
Wait, really?
Selena Gomez.
It's just like her shoes or something.
Strong Girl, the Selena Gomez collection.
I love Zac Efron's also. It's like Jeremy Renner where it's like made a publicist just told him what to put on
there. Strong Girls. This collection features confident colors and bold silhouettes with the intention of helping our girls stand out from the crowd.
Okay, but really
who's our
though,
girl?
Who is the person that goes to the Zac Efron store and buys like the list of products recommended? It's just a bigger workout material. Like, what makes you think, no, let me get what Zac Efron's publicist told Amazon that was probably a recommended product to add to this page? Like, it's not even anything personal. It's just the Zac Efron sort of picture of him, like,
Ryan Seacrest
with a medicine ball.
Shaving cream. for shaving his asshole. And that.
I close
is
all
why
tabs.
We put this on the Patreon.
Close all apps. Quit Safari. She might actually be fine. Oh my god, just awful, awful.
You love to see it.
I absolutely do not. I loathe.
That's why it's on. I just love the Jeremy Renner stuff. Barnett carbon crossbow 20 inch
That's what
arrows.
I'm saying. Like they think he's like
scout youth bow set. My fixed blade knife.
You know, I just finally found out why everyone
Diamondback
hates
roof prism binoculars. Volt 5 pin bow sight.
You know,
Frontier bear spray.
I swear to God, Joan.
Silencer digital earbuds, rechargeable.
There are 600 products on that page.
I just love it.
You know, I just found out why everybody hates his character on the Avengers.
Why?
Because it's like 100% inaccurate from like the character he was written as.
Oh yeah.
I like do not engage in any of that on purpose.
I also,
but I'm like, oh wow.
Will never forget.
It's
my
actually worse
description
than I thought.
Of what he looks like, which is like a Koopa Troopa after it's been jumped on.
Oh my God.
I just that will stick with me.
I like need air. I like literally sucked the wind out.
We shouldn't be laughing, but we are. So let's just revel in it.
Well, I mean, he's getting the Amazon check. We can laugh.
Do you have anything else?
Absolutely nothing.
You love to see it.
If you say that one more time,
let's get out of here.
Stealing
I'm
your
starting
tripod.
To fart. We got to get out.
Shit.
She's farting. It's time to go. Time for my poop.
All right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Psychopath. You said the jewels aren't doing anything, but they are. Your brain is, oh my God, girl. Fried.
I'm on too much Zyrtec.
That's true. That's what it is. Antihistamines.
Stop.
Three, two, one.
Hi, my name is BB Rexha, and I'm in the studio doing something I've never done before.
Does anyone fucking know this fucking song?